Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
When'd you start?
Welcome back to Coolin' Out.
Kev?
My bad, Sal.
We got a returning guest here, one of our good friends.
This our second guest ever.
Second guest? Yeah, you are a second guest on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Ronaldo, what up, man?
What's good, y'all?
Woo!
We're good, man. Good. Times have changed since Sal's living room.
Word, yeah, we on a roof now. We going floor by floor.
Moving up.
Yeah, thank you for coming back.
How you been, man?
I've been good. Chilling, working hard. So I can afford this fucking place.
That is true.
Man, last time you were on the podcast, you moderated the podcast in a sense. You had some questions already ready for us
that we didn't know.
We didn't have any idea, so we were caught off guard, surprised, and you wanted to come back on and do a similar thing. So
yeah,
the floor is yours.
I enjoyed it a lot, and what I figured out what was missing is I didn't have a theme, right? So a lot of the questions I asked you guys before were just, you know, out of the blue, no real connection to the questions I was asking. So I wanted to have a theme this time, something that was consistent throughout the podcast. So as I was listening to your last podcast, I started figuring out a theme, and what I figured out I want to talk to you guys about is this theme of vision. The idea of vision, and it all started from just thinking about myself, and like when it comes to friendship, I like to keep in a very close circle with myself. For whatever reason, I always enjoy being alone, and I will never know why, but that's just how the way I am. But I never feel like I need anybody, but I believe we're still close in this circle here because we all have a vision. And, you know, we dream, but we don't fantasize. We make shit happen, right? And that's what cooling out is. It's your dreams coming true. And I have different dreams that, you know, I'm working towards coming true. And that's the thing we have in common. So I just want to start out this episode by asking you all a question and pretty much asking, what is your vision for cooling out? And where do you see it going? Anyone can take that lead.
I want to build a brand to as much as possible. I want to grow a mass following. I want us to be on YouTube. I want us to have our own clothing line. I want to be having live events. I want to build a huge following. And then from there, the opportunities are endless. I really believe in this. I really believe in what we're growing here. And that's really the vision, to just grow this as big as possible and incorporate as much as possible, rather that be clothing, again, more multimedia, and even boosting our individual profiles while we're at it.
Yeah, I would say, so I look at a lot of other podcasts and the things that, a lot of benefits that can be brought to you from these podcasts, such as like live shows, and even some people who are like on TV shows from podcasts and things of that nature. And I think that all those things are easily accessible to all of us. And then I was thinking about what's next, like what more can be done, because I don't want to like sit there and just compare myself to the next person and saying that's the peak right there. I need to get that right there. I need to be on Revolt. I need to have all that shit that this person has. It's like, all right, cool. I want that stuff, but I also want to find out what the next level is, because podcasts right now are a very big profitable market and area right now. So it's like you can literally take a podcast and go a lot of places with it. So it's more like I see what everyone else is doing with theirs, and I want all that stuff for ours, but I also want to know, I want us to be the first people to get to the next thing as well. So then people look at us like, damn, how can we get there? And we're constantly ahead of the curve when it comes to things like that.
Right.
I don't know. I see it. A lot of the opportunity, I think, after college, I heard a lot of people talking about what they want to do and what they feel they should do or things they dreamed of. And after listening to so many people, talk about it, I started building like a little contact list for people who want to do things. So I see it like getting really big to the point where like it's something different in New York that I don't think nobody's really doing, which is supporting other people. I don't necessarily see like a podcast that's talking about like people that you might not necessarily even know or that you do know connecting or networking and sharing what they want to do in the future and their visions. And I think when I realized it, you guys actually came on, it brought like a different sense of guests. Like, yeah, we could have people on, but we could bring episodes like kind of how the Breakfast Club does it, where they bring topics around the guests and sort of talk about something that the guest is interested in as well to keep the episode going. So I love the aspect of that and building, because New York is such a huge place that you never know who you find. Like, we met great people so far, and since the last time you guys came on, you guys grew too. So it's nice to even see our friends grow and meet people that we might not have ever met if we didn't do the podcast. So I want to keep it like that. Like, keep it. It seems very like it starts with a G.
Genuine?
Yeah, it seems very genuine. Like, I heard a lot of people say like your podcast seems like it's real. Like, I go through that, or I'm seeing people go through that. So I want to keep that momentum going. And so far, we've been doing pretty well. Like, people have been listening. Listeners been growing. And people been wanting to come on. It's because of you guys. We're the first ones.
Word.
You guys had to start it, right?
Yeah, that is true.
So for the people who may not know you personally, what do you want them to get out of this podcast when they listen to it?
I don't know. I want them to know that we're just three regular guys. Honestly, we're just three regular guys that pursued a dream that we had, and are just seeing it through. And that's what I want people to see when they listen to the podcast, just to like get to know us personally, and to know that honestly we're just like bearing it all out on each episode. Like, we're never really like filtering ourselves or censoring ourselves in a sense. I want people to be inspired by some of the things that we talk about, or to even laugh at some things we're talking about. Just know that we're just very personable and just very genuine people.
Yeah, I agree. I want people to, without question, everything Jarrell said, I want people to just think. It varies from episode to episode, but I just want people to be inspired is the key. Like, we bring all these people on, and they're doing different things in various fields, rather it be sports, creative, tattooing, clothing, you know. And I just want people to know, like Sal said, it's a vast city. It's a vast city behind us. There are a lot of people creating and working, and we just want to showcase that while also just bearing who we are.
Yeah.
Just three dudes in the city, and this is how we're coming up. Three African-Americans in the city, and this is how we view things and how we're seeing things, and, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty much it. That's just our perspective.
There's no doubt that you guys have been attracting guests. Like, it's happened naturally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, in my opinion, a big part of that is the genuine to you guys' podcast. You welcome guests, and you literally want to hear their story. You're here to listen, not just talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah. We get on our guests too, because sometimes they're like, I'm nervous.
We don't ever believe that. You put a mic like, in the van. Yep. 10 minutes in, you can't stop them.
So tell us how you started.
Give you the whole story before you even have no more questions. They went through all your questions.
Oh, you were shy, huh? Okay.
Yeah, just how it goes.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see that too, like the openness people have to talk about themselves too. And I feel like there's a need of people wanting to talk about themselves.
Yeah.
Just for the simple fact that when you come here after 10 minutes, you're off. Like, so shout out to everybody who's came on and talked about themselves.
That's very true. Yeah, and I'll add to, like, during the week, it's I know for me, it's, like, busy. It's a lot of work-related. And you get caught up in, like, generic, cliche office talk. Mm-hmm. So it's nice doing this pod and really digging deep below the surface on people and even ourselves just catching up. Like, we do that when we meet up individually, but it's nice to have more experiences like that during the week.
Yeah, and it's like, during the week, it's just like a suit, in a sense, you know? On the podcast, I feel like we get to, like, really let loose and be ourselves. Because you can't really
be completely
in the office. Like, you know, people know a side of you, but they don't know
all of you.
Yeah. And there's reasons for that. Like, there's the fear of them honestly accepting you. But on this podcast, you can just be your genuine self. And that's what I wanted to get from this. And when we're interviewing people and having the guests come on, I want them to feel comfortable as well, to just be themselves as well and share their story with the listeners and have, you know, just be like almost like an open networking platform for people. Like, oh, yeah, no, yeah, this tattooing person. Oh, wow. Da, 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 you know, just connect everyone that way.
Yeah.
And just be cool.
Yeah. And I would just add to, like, what Jarrell said, like, We're all genuine friends. So we come on here, we have, like, we joke around with each other. We have inside jokes that we say with each other. Like, we all, like, legit hang out, and it's fun to, like, catch up again and also to showcase the many talents in the city.
Yeah.
Look at Ray.
Word.
He's like, I got something going here. These guys are talking now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We acting like the guests. Yeah.
Welcome to my podcast.
Like, yeah, actually, I want to add on to what Kev said.
No, that's great to hear. Like, the genuinity of this podcast is something that, you know, when you first started, I always thought to myself, like, what is the identity, right? But then it became clear to me that identity wasn't as relevant. It wasn't as needed because the identity is of the guest. Mm-hmm. You guys made it about the guest rather than yourselves. So that is something I appreciated, because when you listen, it's all about the person you have on. And that's why people are so reluctant, and not reluctant, so they feel so welcoming and they want to be on your podcast, because they feel like they can go on here and speak their story and have it heard. And you know, you guys make it so easy for them to open up to share whatever it is they have to share. Mm. So what you guys have going on, the chemistry between the three of you works really well.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Word, thank you.
Don't mess it up. Don't add a fourth amigo. Just give it three.
Imagine. That almost happened, though.
There's a reason it's only the three amigos. There's no other one for a reason.
You imagine they started out with four.
Oh, my goodness. Yo,
what else?
He wasn't cutting it.
What you mean, don't let them battle?
So, moving on to my next question, still on the same theme of vision, I'm going to ask each of you, what is the vision of yourself? And when I say this, I want you to think of yourself as a brand, because I always feel, personally, in my experience, that everyone should think of themselves as a brand. If you don't, I think you're making a mistake. Mm. And if this is the first time you're thinking of a brand, that's great. I'm sparking it. But I'll start with Ryan.
This is only for the podcast in general, or in general?
In general, I'm going to ask all of you, you know, what is your vision for yourself as a person, as a brand? How do you see yourself as a brand? And if you haven't thought of it yet, this is like an open conversation to talk about it.
Hmm. I always like the idea of connecting people to other people. So, like, I always like the fact that, like, I could see somebody who's really working at it and feel I always gravitate towards something I connected with. So, like, and especially knowing Jarrell and Kevin, like, I feel like we have the same likes and tastes too. So a lot of the times, like, when I'm looking at a guest, or like if I want to bring someone on, I'll feel like, oh, well, with Kevin, you know, would we like him as a whole? Like, would we feel comfortable with them? Just because we've known each other for a while, we've all sort of know what we like. So I've felt like I'm that person to, like, I like to look at new things too, so I'm always searching for like something different or cool. So I just always felt like I was that person to connect and to connect people, like bring, this is my friend who does this, like I want you guys to meet him and start off an energy from there. And I like doing it, like reaching out to people and seeing what talents they have, or being a supporter even. I'm a supporter of music in general, so hearing new music too, I enjoy, like meeting the artists we have, Truth, my friend Dion, D Green's music. Hearing all those is like, Truth City. It's opened up, I guess, my ears to more music and like being more, allowing more new music to come in. Just because hearing the new music now, I trust a little bit more my ears. So, yeah, I feel like I've always been a supporter and a fan and wanted other people to support too. So I say, yeah, connecting people.
So you're like Spider-Man. You got the web. You bring everyone together.
Yeah, I always wanted to do that. And have them openly talk about what it is that they're doing. Like, after a conversation or two, I'll be like, all right, you said it to me. Now, can you say it to everybody else? Like, are you able to speak your thoughts to everybody else, especially on a podcast? So I've been working at that.
All right. Jarrell?
I don't know. I'm trying to fully think about me envisioning myself as a brand and what that all means to me. What does that encapsulate? I would say,
I would start off by just asking this question, like, for any example, like, what is your mission?
A mission.
And I should have asked you this, but we'll go back to you. But, you know, every brand has a purpose, just like every person has a purpose, right? Like, what is your mission? Like, what is the impact you want to have? What is that?
Mm-hmm. Damn. For the pod?
No, just in general. I would say, as a person, my mission and purpose has always been to motivate people, like to motivate and inspire, like especially my family, because I would say a lot of like the younger, like my younger cousins and young cousins in general, and younger siblings, a lot of things that I've done so far, things that I've accomplished, they didn't necessarily think were possible, and I think I took it on my shoulder, like, yo, I'm gonna do this first so that everyone else can see that this can be done. As far as a brand, what I see for myself, I don't like using my career as, I don't like letting my career define me. So what I see for my brand is something more related to like an entertainment aspect. Like, I like to think that I'm a little bit funny, so like I would like to have something where like I'm like a successful businessman, but also where I can do something where some similar to like a Charlamagne the God, where I can be like in a comedic relief type, you know, type situation where I feel things like that, where I can write books and still have everything going on in my life. I see myself honestly as being someone eventually who walks into a room and takes over that room, who captures that room. My mentor does that. When I see him, he walks to a room, like everyone, like his aura just takes over the entire room. And I see those things and I want those things, not just for myself, but because I earned those things. Like, it's like, wow, that's Jarrell. He did this, that, and the third, you know? And I want to use those things to inspire people to know that they can do those things as well, coming from similar unfortunate situations financially and things of that nature.
Yeah, just to piggyback what Jarrell said, I want to make an impression on the younger ones I really care about, and just people as a whole, actually, that might, you know, be coming up, and just want to be remembered as somebody that, you know, looked out for people, helped, wasn't perfect, but you see the good and you learn from the mistakes. And again, I just want to build my name, build respect, to just pave a way for like future generations of my family. Like as Jarrell said, when you go into a room, you know what he's about, you know what he does, and he's in that room for a reason. He has talents for a reason, and just to build on that and to really set a good example. And for the pod, the same way, just to link people. And to go back to what Sal said, you just really link, and just to know there's a lot of good will and a lot of good energy out here. Not everybody's trying to backstab each other or try to go over on people. Like, some people are just genuine and just want to help each other and really build this thing.
So it sounds like family and just being a role model and being an example
It's yeah, to thing. Know that, yeah, part you, of definitely. There's we more, yeah, yeah, there's more than what you think out here. There's a lot more that can be done than what you think, yeah.
It's funny you brought that up. I was talking to my mom, and she was like, she wanted to open up a maternity clothing store when she was younger, but no one ever supported her when she was younger and wanting to do it. And like I thought about it, like, I imagine if I met my mom when she was younger. Mm-hmm. And was like, oh, you want to open a store? Like, you should come on the podcast and, yeah, like, talk about your store and stuff.
And now Mother's Maternity is a fucking blast.
Like, she, I felt like, you know, if she would have had the right support, she probably would have kept going with it. But just because it fell off and she felt she couldn't do it and this was easier and she never saw nobody own a successful business like that, you know, it sort of fell through. So every time I meet someone, it's like I think of my mom and, like, you know, if she had this and that. So.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I see us, too, as a brand, like, giving that platform for people who maybe that need that extra push or, like, you know, just want to come on and just talk to us about whatever it is that we're doing.
I feel like almost everyone has an idea.
Yeah.
But rarely do they ever act upon it. Do they ever really try to make it happen because either, one, they don't think it'll amount to anything or two, it's just too much work to ever, you know, amount to something. So I don't know. I feel like ideas, there's so many ideas. I mean, just think about the city we're in.
Just looking at it.
How many people? Everyone has an idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And think about the little ideas that everyone's thought of, but then someone actually acted upon it and it made something happen. And then they're millionaires. They're billionaires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So...
Shout out to Chris, too. Chris Goedek. Because every time I see a building and him and his building index, how he talks about how, oh, this building was built by this person at this time. It's like that building had an idea, like it had a plan. And then, you know, now it's this building that Chris is over here talking about. It starts out so small as, like, I could picture this. And then you picture it and you make it and it happens. And it's nice to see, especially in New York, too. It's just nice to watch people grow.
It's all about identifying an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And my brand, the way I see it, for whatever reason, I'm obsessed with thinking differently. Mm-hmm. Not just for the sense of doing things differently, but for the sense of making people see things they'd never thought of. I truly believe the only way you can get attention and awareness is by doing something they've never seen before. So when it comes to building a brand, to me, it's about doing something that's going to catch their attention in a way that is just going to, in terms of, they're going to see something, they're going to feel something that's going
to. So not to cut you off, remind the people what you do.
Huh?
Remind the people what you do while you're saying that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in charge of creating experiences, pretty much. I develop experiences for brands to try to get people to act a certain way. It's all sales. All goes back to sales. Whatever experience it is should make you behave a different way. And by behaving a different way, I mean buying the product, experiencing the product, wanting to be loyal to a product. And I truly believe in doing things differently in the sense of, you know, doing things that had never been done before. And so that's a big part of my identity and the things that I want to do. Whatever it is, I have plenty of ideas, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a, you know, an agency, whatever it is I'm creating, I want people to come in and experience something they've never experienced before and they've never will experience anywhere else, because this is the only place they can do that. And I think in your podcast, you guys have something unique as well, is that I haven't listened to anything, nor have I seen anything as genuine as this. There's always a bottom line to a lot of the podcasts I listen to. There's always a theme, but with you guys, it really doesn't matter what we're talking about. You guys will relate no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, thanks. I really appreciate it.
A lot of questions and praise from Ray today. Yeah. On his roof.
You know, Ray means king in Spanish. Just like. Yes.
Does it really? It does?
R-E-I.
Yeah. It doesn't matter as long as you say it.
Then go take my shot. It
doesn't matter. Still Ray.
R-E-A-R-A-Y or I-Y.
All right. Okay. So, on to the next one. Question for you guys. What do you see as the biggest obstacle getting in the way of accomplishing your vision? Let's start with Kevin, since he said first.
I would just say two things. One, don't let the frustrations, those times when they have doubt and frustrations, don't let them overcome you. Just persevere. Just keep pushing. So many good ideas that you've mentioned. This beautiful city behind us. So many people have ideas, and they just reach an end point, and they just stop. Mm. And then somebody else that didn't stop capitalizes and makes good on that idea. So I would just say keep persevering no matter the good, the bad, and just each other, just staying the three of us, you know? It's great, you know? So I just wanted to continue. That's it. We have our ups and we have our downs, but it's just about just persevering as a team and just persevering overall, I would say. Mm-hmm. We're the only ones that can stop us. If we keep continuing like this, I feel good about it.
Consistency is key, right?
Yes.
But you have any fear of, you know, being consistent? Like,
no, I really believe in this. I just,
this
if,
is
if
an,
we don't derail
child,
ourselves.
You guys are going to stay together, right?
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, if we don't derail ourselves, I really Destiny's believe in this. Child. I really, when we'll just figure it out from there as long as we just stick together. Mm-hmm. So I just.
The Migos still doing it. Yeah, they're still together and they do their own.
Even with the Joe Budden interview. Yeah,
yeah, they all stood
they
up
stood
together.
Up.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club. I like to look at the Breakfast Club as like inspiration too, like how they're all doing different things, but they all still come back and do episodes with each other, and they're building off of it as well. So like they all have, they all basically have positions because they were on the Breakfast Club, and they had things that they did before the Breakfast Club that basically just elevates them to go even higher. Like Charlamagne coming out with a book is crazy. Like I would have never thought he would come out with a book, and they all support it. And he has so many. I feel like he's the biggest person on the show. I don't know if you guys feel like that, but
yes. And he still doesn't lead the show.
Yeah.
No.
I'm saying DJ Envy leads the show.
He leads
so
the
it's
show.
Just like, it's cool.
They all work with each other.
So. That's a great example. Like, they... Mm-hmm. From my... I never listened to them at all. Until I always followed Complex on Instagram. That's the main way I got into the show. And then all of a sudden, I've been listening because I've seen, you know, their posts with Joe Budden. But... What do you think their success, like, what was the reason for their success, their rise, pretty much? As a show, yeah.
I said it just they're talented at first, and then second, they don't let ego go in the way. Because I forgot, like, I know it, but then Jarrell just reminded me, like, DJ Envy leads the show. Charlamagne is the most popular person on that show, but and he just plays his role. That's another thing. He just lets his ego go, and he plays his role on the show because he knows... The whole for the greater good and keeping this thing going, it's for the best.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would say.
Their show also is very genuine. Like, Charlamagne is always like telling rappers when their music is trash or like why they're not playing their music on the radio and all stuff. Like, it's just something that's different that most radio shows wouldn't do. You know, artists comes up there, they're kissing their ass, basically like, oh yeah, you're this person. Oh yeah, da da da, and like trying to rub shows with them. But they're just like, yeah, your new song's all right. Yeah, I wouldn't buy your album. All right, cool. Like, you know, just keeping it real with people. And like, mm-hmm. people respect that genuineness, because it's like, that's what the average person is thinking. Like, yo, this song is whack. Like,
and no one says it.
Yeah, no one says it. Exactly.
No one.
So it was like, it was just different. That's probably why their show is like has taken off and has been on top for a minute now.
Yeah. And their competition, there was no competition either. Hot 97 wasn't, I feel like they weren't interviewing people like that. Like, the real questions you want to ask them, they wasn't asking them. It was just like, oh, well, these are the questions we give to
At
we
first,
give
they were
you.
Competition.
They were.
97 was leading at first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Oh. I'm saying, like, doing what they were doing as far as the Breakfast Club, there was no one doing that, I felt like, as far as radio.
Mm-hmm. So you bring up a good point.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of real, asking those real questions, that's what people want to hear. That's what people want to see. If you got an artist on here, would you ask him those real questions?
I always do.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, same. Yeah. Like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I mean, we just ask them how they, you know, what it is that makes them want to continue doing what they're doing. I feel like that is something that I miss out on interviews. Like, I want to hear why the artist is still, you know, what is inspiring them still to do it. And I feel like that's an important question. I'll say yeah.
Yeah, and just any compliment I've ever given anybody came from a genuine place. Like, I don't go out my way to... Every musician we've had, I've listened to their stuff, and I've happened to like it. And I'm grateful. I always tell you guys, this is before we record, I'm like, yeah, I'm thankful, like, I like this music.
Yeah.
Or I'll just stay silent unless they would ask me how I felt about it. You know, I always tell them that.
Like, yeah, luckily we haven't had any, like, trash artists on the podcast. it's very hard for me to lie to someone. I just prefer to be honest with you, like, this is what I think you should be doing. Like, whatever you're doing right now ain't working, like, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I always just fear those comments, because are you really asking me, can you accept genuine criticism, or are you going to just get mad and make this uncomfortable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of this is personal. If you're
asking, put my heart into this music. I'm not doubting that, bro.
You shouldn't ask this question.
You should guide your heart this way.
I feel like a lot of times when an artist goes on a show, they're expecting... to talk about their music, how good it is, rather than getting this criticism about it. And that's what's been happening with that, with the Complex.
Yeah.
I don't think they're expecting that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If someone was to come on here and you listen to music before and they're like, I'm not into it, it's trash.
Well, the industry artists, so we've had indie artists on, the actual industry artists that's on, they're used to getting pampered and getting their ass kissed everywhere they go.
Yeah.
So if you meet someone who's not kissing your ass and just, like, telling you the truth about yourself, and you don't get that every day, then you're like, oh, fuck, I'm do you know who I am? You know, and like, you automatically get super defensive rather than actually taking heed to what that person is saying about your music.
Yeah. Would
or
you
whatever
not,
your art is.
Yeah. Would you not respect an artist who can defend their music?
I don't. So this is the thing. I don't mind it.
Regardless if you like it or not, if they can defend it.
Yeah, I don't care either.
I don't debate with someone. It's just like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I don't. I'm just giving my opinion. You could have told me and break down why you did something, and I'm just saying I just didn't like the direction you went in. Like, if Kendrick came and broke down, like, To Pimp a Butterfly, I'd be like, I understand completely. And it's no hard feelings. Like,
you hear that, Kendrick?
You have no hard feelings. I have no. And we just continue on. I think it's when it's like lingering bad blood.
Yeah.
Is the thing. Like, yes, explain your vision. We're just having a dialogue.
I understand your vision.
It's not malicious. Like it. Yeah. None of it's malicious.
Yeah. That's true, too. And I feel like sometimes, too, explaining, all right, well, why did you make this song? Or why did you make this song? It might put a different idea in my head. Well, all right, I'll give it a listen. Or, like, most of the time, like, I'll ask the artist, so, you know, why did you make this song? Because I noticed you sound this way versus how you sound that way. It sounds like you were talking to them. Maybe to get more clarification so when I listen to it the next time, it's like, oh, okay, I like it a little bit more because I have a story behind it. That's what I like the most, too. Like, when the artists come with the stories about why they made tracks or albums, it's like, I feel like that's what we need to hear, especially from hip-hop now or whatever.
I think everyone appreciates a good story.
Mm-hmm.
And but I will say, if it doesn't come through in the music, how good is the story? I will say that.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, it should come through, right? Because that's what storytelling is about. It's about telling something that resonates with you, that you can connect with. That's what all music is about.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't connect with you right away, you need the person to explain it. I mean, you're not always going to get that. That's not going to sell.
That's true.
I will say that.
Mm-hmm. You right, but I don't fuck now.
Yeah, no, I agree. It works either way. You can tell me something, explain where you're coming from, and be like, oh, wow,
if I didn't see it at all. The artist doesn't come with a Muppet telling the story. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Fine, Ray.
All right. I got one last question for y'all.
Oh.
But doesn't mean I won't come with another one. Right now, that's all I have. My question to y'all is, what's next for Cooling Out? And I ask this because I want you guys to think beyond. What's next? What's next for this Cooling Out podcast?
I would say in the immediate future, probably live shows is something I'm looking forward to. Just to allow listeners to put a face to us and for us to actually, like, interact with them on a personal level. I would say that's what I see the most in the immediate future. Outside of that, I think, I don't know. Hopefully, you know, the YouTube channel can grow and we can see what can come from that,
mm-hmm.
I would say, yeah.
Yeah. I want to be on Revolt.
Revolt?
Yeah, I don't know. Even though I heard...
Revolt TV.
I heard...
I'm not familiar with that, actually.
You're not familiar with Revolt TV? They just promote, like, videos, and they have, like, contracts with artists and stuff like that. They just promote their shows. Like, they have their own channel, so Breakfast Club is part of it, where they just show their episodes on TV, and some videos have rights on there, too, so they promote videos. But it's just like a MTV.
What do you watch it?
Cable.
Some channel?
Yeah, it's a cable channel.
Revolt. Yeah, that Diddy owns.
Oh, I haven't paid for cable in like 5 years. That's why.
I don't blame you. People love it.
It's a dying market.
I can't afford this rent with cable. Come on.
No, hey, but however you could get it.
Love it. You want cable too?
You're pushing it.
Nah, that's actually the best way, I think, to get TV is through your iPhone or Apple TV.
Or actually, your cousin had DirecTV, and we had to log in. That's it.
There you go.
But there's a way.
But I want to be on that. Like, that's the goal, to try to get on that to promote our stuff more. Wider audience.
Yeah, short term, and like Jarrell said, live events. And just to add to that, clothing. Just getting our name out there as much as possible. Live events and like clothes, like rather it be like hats, shirts, whatever, all that encompasses. And
notebooks,
long term, just being if not Revolt, just being aligned with like people that can really, really push us forward.
Mm.
So that could be a podcast network. We could just be doing our own thing and just being partnerships. Doesn't necessarily have to be like a TV, you know, just seeing what comes along and just making the most
of
it.
Get some ads, beloved.
Gets ads, yes. Also in the short term,
Oh, yeah, sponsorships. Ads. Sponsorships.
Yeah. Live shows. Free, yeah.
Definitely.
You know what I haven't seen, I feel like is an opportunity, is to...
Wait, before you say that, don't be out here just putting it out there. You're going to tell us this off from off wax.
Hmm.
because it's something that we can actually monetize off of. I don't want the world to know about it.
Well, could you edit this in post?
Yeah, we could just block it out.
Or I don't feel like anyone's going to act up on it because we're going to act so fast, we're going to make it happen.
Nah.
Well, I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
Music festivals, right? Biggest hit.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the country, you know, that's where all the millennials are at, right? All the digital savvy people, social media savvy people. I think there's an opportunity to interview artists at these music festivals. Imagine if you had an area to interview these artists. After they perform or before they perform, or even the artists that are just friends of people performing, they're hanging out at the festival. To have an area where you just interview them even before or after they play their music and just, you know, just get their vibes on things like how they enjoy the festival, things like that. There's no platform at these music festivals of artists being interviewed. I can guarantee you that.
That at the BET Awards with every, what the fuck's that damn show called?
Everyday
on
Struggle?
On a red carpet?
Everyday Struggle. Isn't that kind of similar?
BET Awards. I'm saying music festivals. I'm saying Coachella. I'm saying Panorama. I'm saying Bonnaroo. Mm-hmm. I'm saying
where we could get in
where
and
you could have
create
a,
an opportunity for
an
ourselves.
Area
yeah.
to interview these artists to put on your podcast. And the reason I say it is you guys aren't a brand in terms of, you know, a big channel company.
Yeah.
They have to worry about. You guys are genuine, and a lot of the artists you want to speak to would appreciate that sense of your work. They'll sit down with you, especially if we get a, say we have a spirit brand, sponsor your area. Say we have Don Julio,
ooh.
Tequila, sponsor your area.
I like your vision.
Only we knew somebody. Wow.
They have a tequila. They have a tequila. They have a free drink, and they get to speak their mind a little bit with you guys. Before they, you know, they go on stage or even afterwards or, you know, whatever it is. But right, you could be the first
cooling out
people
corner.
Cooling out. Literally cooling out because all these festivals are hot.
Where we just have mad
you
fans
got,
around
you got,
us.
You're the coolest fucking area in the festival.
Man,
all these misters and shit.
Yeah, be where
you like
literally.
A giant cloud you have to walk into. Literally.
Cooling out.
Cooling out.
Stay cool.
Stay cool.
Wrote
that's
that
a
down.
Good idea.
That is a good idea. If only we knew. Okay.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. A lot of thoughts right now. Damn, we got to talk after the episode then.
Yeah. We do.
For real.
Now my brain is thinking about only that.
Yeah, mine
let's
is.
Speak
yeah.
out loud.
Mine's going.
Got, that's all my questions, so we got to keep going.
Do we?
No, it hasn't been an hour. I checked.
Nah, it's a good amount of time.
Yeah, it's a good amount of time. We don't like to force things. If we you dry, it. Then we dry. It's right. You done? You tapped out.
Are we going
out.
The speed limit, though?
What's the speed limit?
What the hell is the speed limit?
This is Ray came up with this, so...
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
You gonna explain this?
I was thinking 45, but I don't know if it's...
Oh, you're good.
You good.
All right.
Damn.
All
right. These were good questions, though.
Word.
Good.
You got any lasting sayings for the people?
For the people listening, keep listening. Mm-hmm. Because the more you listen, the more you learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I learned. And hopefully this won't be the last time I'm on. I always enjoy being on this podcast. I don't categorize myself as an extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to talk too much. I'm more to myself. But for whatever reason, when I'm around these guys, I like just let loose. And
it's like when you have the tequila.
It's all for a good reason. So. Yeah, if you want to follow me on Instagram, my hashtag is king_pilot. Yeah.
All right, man. We appreciate you coming through, bringing the thought-provoking questions like you always do.
No, we're about to elevate this podcast after this episode.
Yeah. We're gonna eat pizza right now at Archie's. You guys all meet us.
All right, man. Thank you for coming through. As always, thank you for supporting the podcast. To the listeners, share, rate, subscribe. Check out the new YouTube channel at Cooling Out Pod, IG, Twitter at Cooling Out Pod. Hit us up on Gmail with any of your questions/suggestions. CoolingOutPod@gmail.com. And this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.